According to the American ambassador to Kenya, the United States will hand over pirates captured off the coast of East Africa to the Kenyan government for prosecution. He was speaking at a joint news conference in Nairobi with Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga, who says Kenya's economy is suffering from pirate attacks off its coast.
Piracy is a serious threat to security in our part of the world. Because of this piracy, the insurance premiums for goods that are coming into our country have gone up substantially. So it is increasing the cost of our trade. And therefore we say that we are going to cooperate with the international community to deal with this issue of piracy.
Last year, more than 40 ships and 800 crew members were hijacked by Somali pirates off the coast of East Africa. Since November, the rate of attacks has slowed as the United States, European Union, China, and other countries have sent ships to patrol the area. But the question of how to prosecute captured pirates has been a tricky one.
When pirates are arrested there in high seas, the issue of how they should be charged becomes a problem. If you arrest them and you take them, for example, to Denmark or to Holland, or they will say that crime is not a crime in those countries because it was not committed within the borders of those particular countries.
Britain has already reached a similar agreement to hand over pirates to Kenyan authorities. 8 pirates detained last year are facing charges in the Kenyan port city, Mombasa. African and Middle Eastern countries are holding a meeting in Djibouti this week with the aim of improving laws to combat piracy. Derek Kilner for VOA News in Nairobi.